如果不定义寻求神，这个题目。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to discuss on the topic, if not prepare our heart to seek the Lord.
我们现在读经，从今天开始要再读，就是读罗伯安王的故事。
And from today on, our daily reading progress, we should be reading the story regarding King Rehoboam.
那从罗伯安王开始，我们就进入一系列的犹大国列王的事迹。
And starting from this king, we will be studying in depth about more kings of Israel.
就是会把历史历代之下，会把犹大国从罗伯安以下的每一个王都记录。
And here in 2 Chronicles, it recorded many kings of the kingdom of Judah.
那每一个王，他们在最后的时候，都会被下一个结论。
And at the end, all the kings of Judah will have a conclusion.
他是行神眼中看为正的事，还是看行神眼中看为恶的事？
And whether what he did was good in the sight of God or not.
那从作者的角度，他会去评论这位王到底是不是合神心意，是不是蒙神喜悦。
And from the perspective of the author will make the decision whether this king did evil or good in the sight of God.
那所以我们接下去会看到历史所给我们的见解。
And here we will learn the history and its warnings.
那我们在读历史的时候，我们要成为智慧人。
And when we read the history, we need to become a wise man.
也就是说，我们要从历史像在照镜子一样，照到我们内心真正的意念。
And the history should act as a mirror to flag on our faith in our hearts.
因为如果我们读历史，最后如果只是看到这个故事本身，那么我们就没有读到它真正的教训了。
And if we read the story merely for the story itself, then we did not truly understand the teaching.
我们要把这些历史所留下的教训应用在我们的信仰生活里。
And we must apply the history into our daily lives.
那我们今天都来看罗伯安王他所留给我们的教训。
And today we will study the teaching regarding King Rehoboam.
罗伯安王基本上他是有人说他是很悲情，就是说他一做王的时候，他的国家就分裂。
And Rehoboam, once he became the king, his kingdom was divided.
那有人说他是败家子。
And many people say he was a failure.
就是这个所罗门留给他的这个王位到他的手上就分裂了。
And when the throne of Solomon was passed upon him, his kingdom was divided immediately.
所以他一坐上王位之后，其实他所做的事情很多人都在看。
And as soon as he reigned over the kingdom of Judah, many people were watching him.
因为他有一个非常非常风光、非常有智慧、很有荣耀的父亲。
Because he had a glorious and very wise father.
人家俗话说虎父无犬子，就是一个像老虎一样的父亲不会生出一只像小狗的儿子。
And there's a saying that a tiger father will not bear a son who is like a dog.
所以通常如果是虎父，通常都是生出虎子，就是也是很厉害的。
And usually a tiger dad would give birth to a tiger kid.
我们现在也有所谓的 tiger mom, 就是母亲很厉害的，就是要把那孩子训练成这样十项全能这样。
And today we have tiger moms, they would train their children to be like tigers.
那这个这样的要训练这样的孩子，那母亲要下很大的功夫的。
In order to train these kind of kids, the mother will have to put great effort.
那个妈妈心要很坚定。
And mother's heart must be steadfast.
孩子在哭在闹的时候都不能够被他的这个感情攻势击倒了。
And when the kids are crying, they will not be, their emotion will not be altered.
要有时候要对孩子非常的残酷。
Sometimes they have to be very cruel to their children.
那这样子才有可能训练出非常坚定的孩子。
And if they do this, then they will have a very strong child.
大部分我们都很难有这样的一个很坚定的心，特别面对我们所爱的人。
And sometimes it's very difficult to exercise this, especially to the ones we love.
那其实我们今天看圣经历代志下第十章。
And now we're reading 2 Chronicles chapter 10.
我们现在请看十章第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
这是罗伯安的开头。
And this is the beginning of King Rehoboam.
Verse 1. 第一节。
And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel has gone to Shechem to make him king.
好，那这句话一开头的时候其实是很特别。
In the beginning, this is very special.
大家有没有想到为什么罗伯安他要往示剑去做王呢？
Did you ever wonder why Rehoboam had to go to Shechem to become a king?
当时候圣殿不是已经盖好了吗？
Isn't it the temple been built already?
王宫不是就是在耶路撒冷城吗？
Isn't the palace in Jerusalem?
圣殿也在西安呢。
And the holy temple is in Zion.
这个祭坛也在那里，都已经设好了。
And the altar is already set up.
他如果登基当王，照理说他应该在耶路撒冷城。
If he took rank, he should be in Jerusalem, right?
那应该是大家都到聚集在耶路撒冷城来恭贺他，来推举他当王。
And everybody should gather at Jerusalem to crown him king.
他当时候做王的时候，在第十二章
啊。When he became king, it was recorded in chapter 12.
在第十二章的第十三节说。
Chapter 12, verse 13 says,
13节
verse 13, chapter 12, verse 13. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. Now Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord has chosen out of all tribes of Israel to put his name there. His mother's name was Naamah and Ammonitess.
14节
verse 14. And he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
这是最后历代志的作者给罗伯安下的结论。
And this is the conclusion made by the author of 2 Chronicles for Rehoboam.
他41岁的时候登基做王。
When he was 41 years old, he took reign.
那所罗门王他做王40年。
And King Solomon reigned for 40 years.
那表示罗伯安在所罗门当王以前就生下来了。
So before Solomon became king, Rehoboam was born.
那当所罗门正在辉煌的时候，他建圣殿，这所有神跟他显现祝福的这个整个过程，罗伯安他应该都会有印象，而且都亲眼目睹。
And when King Solomon was being glorious and also taking reign and being very successful, Rehoboam saw the whole thing.
那所以他在耶路撒冷作王，表示他的国权当时候是在耶路撒冷城。
So he became king in Jerusalem, so he reigned in Jerusalem.
那这里特别提醒我们说，他的母亲是亚门人。
And here it reminded us that his mother was an Ammonite.
在历代志，特别在有关于犹大列王的历史里面，都会提到这个王的母亲是谁。
And in the book of Chronicles, they would record the mothers of the name of the mother of the kings.
那表示这位作王的这个王，他是不是能够行神眼中看为正或恶，跟这个母亲有关系的。
So whether this king will do evil or good in front of God will depend on his mother.
哦，那这个母亲是亚门人，她是一个外邦女子。
And his mother was Ammonitess. She was a Gentile.
那如果看列王记去对照，我们就发现，当时候这个亚门人，这个女子应该是亚门人，亚门的王送给所罗门的公主。
And if we look at the book of the Kings, we can see that this mother was given to King Solomon by King Ammon.
那所以其实这个拿玛本身应该他的背景各方面条件都很好的。
And so we would know, we would think that Naamah, she was a very qualified person.
但她就是一个外邦人。
But she was a Gentile.
那亚门人他们当然如果从历史上来看，他们是亚伯拉罕的后代，罗德的子孙嘛。
And Ammonite, they were descendants of Lot or Abraham.
就是跟亚伯拉罕有关系的亲戚啊。
And they were relatives of Abraham.
那可是第十四节特别说罗伯安他行恶。
But verse 14 says he did evil.
是因为他不立定心意寻求神。
Because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
如果他没有定意要寻求神。
If he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord,
他在神的眼中就是一个行恶的人。
Then in the eyes of God, he is an evil person.
那他不立定心意寻求神，这是怎么造成的？
He did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. How did this happen?
所以我们今天要来从这个角度来看。
So today we will study this.
我们今天 坐在这里敬拜神。
So today we're sitting here to worship God.
我们不管在教会，在家里，我们读圣经。
And whether you're at home or at church, you read the Bible.
我们跟弟兄姐妹团契沟通。
We fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们所谈的话题基本上都离不开我们的信仰，我们所读的圣经。
And the topic that we talk about does not depart from the Bible or our faith.
那甚至我们今天所听的音乐，也可能都是在教会里面的音乐。
And even the music that we hear are the music of church.
但是我们会不会最后也是像罗伯安一样，没有立定心意去寻求神？
But at the end, do we not prepare our heart to seek the Lord?
也就是说，我们在看罗伯安的整个一生的过程。
So looking at the life of Rehoboam,
他也有曾经是很敬畏神的时候。
And he had a time that he feared the Lord.
他也有曾经说，诶，我应该是要对神很他会去寻求神的时候。
And he had a time that he wanted to seek after the Lord.
但是更多时候他是把神放在旁边的。
But more times than not, he put God aside.
特别是在他人生要做决定的重要的关卡的时候。
Especially when he had to make an important decision in his life.
他把神放在旁边了。
He put God aside.
他并没有真的去寻求神。
He did not truly seek after the Lord.
那所以我们今天在读历史，我们看到对在反映我们的生活。
So today we read the history to reflect our lives.
我们今天在生活当中，大部分的时间我们都会谈论信仰。
Today in our life, most of the times we would talk about our faith.
但是我们会不会在我们人生要做一个很重大决定的时候，我们并不是把神的道理、神给我们的原则放在最重要的关键因素里面去考量。
But when we're about to make a very important decision in our life, do we put God in front of this decision?
我们会不会先寻求神，还是我们会去寻求人的意见？
Do we seek after the Lord's opinion or man's opinion?
那当我们决定要去寻求神的时候，
So when we decide to seek after the Lord,
我们是不是会碰到一些障碍？
Will we face many obstacles?
我们要怎么克服？
How do we overcome these obstacles?
那我们从罗伯安的这个一生当中，我们会看到说，我们一个人的成长的环境，我们所周遭所处的朋友，对我们会有很大的影响力。
From the example of Rehoboam, we will see that our friends, our environment around us will alter our decisions.
到最后，他周边的这种因素，促成最后他的一生就是变成他是不定义寻求神的人。
And due to his surrounding and his friends, at the end he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
好，那我们现在看我们知道罗伯安他做王的时候，他说跑到示剑去。
So we know that King Rehoboam, when he took reign, he went to Shechem.
示剑曾经是以色列选民他们信仰的中心。
Shechem used to be the center point of the faith of Israelites.
事件对以色列选民来说很重要。
Shechem is a very important place for the Israelites.
因为事件是亚伯拉罕进迦南地第一次向神献祭的地方。
And Shechem was the first place that Abraham went when he first entered into Canaan to make offer to God.
我们现在看创世纪是第十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪第十二章。
Genesis.Chapter 12,
第六节
verse 6,
请读六节到第七节。
Genesis chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, verse 6. Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. 7. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, To your descendant I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
你看这个地方是亚伯拉罕进迦南地第一站，在那里他筑坛献祭，求告神。
So when Abraham entered into Canaan, this was the first place that he went and he built an altar to the Lord.
亚伯拉罕的历史对百姓来说，他们记得很清楚。
And the history of Abraham, the people of Israel, I remember very clearly.
他们每个人都很自豪地认为说他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And everyone proudly said that they're the descendants of Abraham.
对。大卫家的后代来说，更是这样子。
To the descendants of David, it was the same.
因为是基于神对亚伯拉罕的应许，神跟他所立的约，所以今天这个王位来到了大卫的后代。
And it was the promise of God that to Abraham that they had this opportunity to inherit this land.
在这里，神向亚伯拉罕显现。
And here, Abraham, God appeared to Abraham.
我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
And he said, I will give this land to your descendants.
然后在之后多次的显现里面，神祝福亚伯拉罕。他的子孙 要像天上的星、海边的沙这么多。
Many times after this, that God appeared to Abraham and said, "Your descendants should be like the sand on the shore and also the stars in heaven."
那这个事件在创世纪里面就成为这个亚伯拉罕他的子孙，这个先祖们他们在这个土地上生活的常常经过的地方。
And Shechem was a place that the ancestors of Israelites passed through many times.
比如说到了雅各的时候。
And for example, Jacob.
雅各他在那个地方把他从巴旦里兰所带回来的神像那些神不喜悦的这物品呢，把它埋在那个地方。
And this was a place that Jacob hid the things in Padan Aram.
因为到了创世纪第三十四章，我们看到雅各他们来到了世界。
In Genesis chapter 34, Jacob came to Shechem again.
到那是在第三十三章哈。
In chapter 33, excuse me.
到第三十三章，雅各他们现在来到世界了。
And in chapter 33, Jacob came to Shechem.
他在那个地方也一样为神筑了一座坛，求告神的名。
And likewise, he built an altar to call on the name of the Lord.
那在那个地方就发生了屠杀的事件。
And here at this place, it happened. A murder happened.
那在这个时候，神跟雅各说。
And here God told Jacob.
是第三十五章，神跟雅各说。
Chapter 35.
叫他回到伯特利去，在那里筑坛还愿因为他在二十年前离开迦南地的时候。曾经跟神许过愿。
And he wanted Jacob to return back to Bethel to repay his vow, because 20 years ago he made a vow.
那他现在要照着神的指示，要回到伯特利。
Now according to the will of God and his command that he would return to Bethel.
那所以呢，我们现在看到了第三十五章三十五章第四节。
Chapter 35, verse 4.
请看第四节。
Verse 4.So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree, which was by Shechem.
因为雅各的家人，他的孩子们，从这个巴旦亚兰呢，带了一些跟他们的信仰冲突的物品。
Because when Jacob and his children left the house, they brought things to Padan Aram that did not glorify God.
当神跟雅各说要他到伯特利去，在那里筑坛还愿的时候
，And when God told Jacob to go to Bethel to repay his vow,
他知道雅各知道伯特利就是神的殿，就是天的门。
And Jacob knew that Bethel was the gate of heaven.
他现在是要到神的殿去的。
Now he is going to the temple of God.
所以他跟他的家人说
，So he told his family
要把一切的这些外邦的神都把它除掉，然后还要自洁，还要更换衣服。
And you need to get rid of all the foreign gods and also cleanse yourself and change your clothing.
他的家人就照雅各所说的，真的把这些神像都把它埋在世间的橡树底下。
So sure enough that the family listened to Jacob and hid all the foreign gods under the terebinth tree.
所以世间这个地方成为把外邦的神像这些神所不喜悦的物品都要把它埋葬的所在。
So Shechem was a place that all the foreign gods would be buried there.
那后来雅各他就照着神的指示到了伯特利去了。
So according to the commands of God, Jacob went to Bethel.
神再一次的跟他坚定的应许。
And again, God confirmed his promise to him.
神再跟他显现。
He appeared to Jacob again.
神说我要与你同在。
And he said, I will be your God, I will be with you.
我是全能的神。
I'm your God.
将来第十一节他说，你要生养众多，将来有一族跟多国的民要从你而出，又有君王从你而出。
He said, be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body.
我们就看到世间这个地方，你看都是神显现的所在。
So we can see that Shechem was a place where God appears.
那一直到了约书亚记的时候
，and when it comes to the time of Joshua,
当约书亚带领以色列选民真的过了约旦河进迦南地了
，and when Joshua led the Israelites past the Jordan River into the land of Canaan,
他们进去攻打耶利哥城
，they went in and attacked Jericho,
很顺利把城攻下来的。
And they easily and successfully defeated the town, the city.
接下来攻打爱城的时候失败了。
But when they attacked the city of Ai, they failed.
后来他们知道原因在哪里。
And they realized the reason why they failed.
照神的吩咐啊，就把这些当灭的物把它除了以后，把这个人把它除了以后。
And according to the command of God, they got rid of all the abominable things.
他们真的依靠神，再一次的去攻打爱城的时候，就把它攻下来了。
And when they rely on God and attack Ai again, they defeated the city.
那攻下了爱城之后呢
？What happened after the fall of Ai?
我们现在看约书亚记第八章。
Now let's turn to Joshua chapter 8.
看这个事件，这个再一次的成为他们跟神立约的所在。
And Shechem became a place.Where they made a promise to God again.
在这个地方有神跟他们说，神给他们很重要的吩咐。
And here God gave them a very important instruction.
请读第三十节。
Verse 30. Joshua chapter 8 verse 30. Now Joshua built an altar to the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal.
Verse
31. As Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses,An altar of whole stone over which no man was wielded, an iron tool. And they offered on it burnt offering to the Lord and sacrificed peace offering.
32节
And there in the presence of children of Israel, he wrote on a stone a copy of the law of Moses, which he had written.
好那第我们跳过去看到第继续看32节
Verse 33 Then O Israel,with their elders and officers and judges stood on either side of the ark before the priests, the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, the stranger as well as he who was born among them. Half of them were in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before, and they shall bless the people of Israel. 34. And afterwards he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the cursing.According to all that is written in the book of the law, 35. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the congregation of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the stranger who were living among them.
你看到这一段，是这个在以巴路山以巴路山跟基利心山这个山的中间就是示剑城。
And between Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, it was Shechem.
在这个地方。在约柜的见证底下
，and under the witness of the ark，
祭司利未人把神的律法向百姓宣读
，and the priests and the Levite they read the book to the people。
那对着以色列百姓祝福
，they blessed the Israelites，
也对选民提出警告
，and they made a warning to the chosen ones。
因为摩西所吩咐的这一切话，律法上的话，他们没有一句不宣读的
，and all the words in the law they proclaim。
所以在示剑这个地方，他们是。再一次的，他们领受了神的训诲。
And again, in Shechem, they receive the warning of God.
他们很清楚的知道神的祝福跟神的咒诅在哪里。
And they clearly understood the blessing and also the cursing of God.
这是一个很重要的地点对他们来说。
And to them, this is a very important location.
因为这个时候，众人其实立了这个石头是做一个记号的。
And they set a stone to make a sign.
就是他们是立了石头，这些是要。把立法写上去的
And they set a stone to write the laws.
都所以是刻上去的
And it is inscribed onto the rock.
所以这个时候，对他们一进迦南地以后，示剑这个地方，他们知道神的律法。
So as soon as they enter into the land of Canaan, they know the law of God.
一直到约书亚他要离开以前
And even up to the point before Joshua departed.
约书亚要死以前，他特地到示剑跟百姓再一次的立约。
And before Joshua departed from this world, he went back to Shechem to make a covenant with people.
请看约书亚记二十四章
Joshua chapter 24,
第一节
verse 1. Joshua 24, verse 1. Then Joshua gathered all the tribe of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads and their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God.
第二节
verse 2. And Joshua said to all the people, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Your father, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, dwell on the other side of the river in old time, and they serve other gods.
好，你看这个地方，这个是约书亚他在众人面前再一次的把这个历史再讲一次给他们听。
And again, Joshua stood in front of the people to proclaim the history.
回到当初亚伯兰进迦南地的第一个筑坛的地方
And to go back to the place where Abraham first made an altar when he entered into Canaan.
在这个地方，百姓听完之后
When the people heard this,
他们跟 跟约书亚立约，约书亚跟他们立约了。
And Joshua made a covenant with them.
好，我们现在请跳过去看第二十二节。
And please jump to verse 22. Verse 22. So Joshua said to the people, "You are a witness against yourself that you have chosen the Lord for yourself to serve Him." And they said, "We are witnesses."
23.
Now therefore he said, "Put away the foreign gods which are among you." And incline your hearts to the Lord God of Israel. 24. And the people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey."
25.
So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. 26. Then Joshua wrote these words in the book of law of God, and he took a large stone and set it there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. 27. And Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It should therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God."
我们看到在这个地方，耶稣亚呢，他再次见跟百姓再一次立约了。
And here Joshua made a covenant with the people in Shechem.
当时候百姓他们很坚定的说，我们必定侍奉神。
And here the people said that we will serve the Lord.
我们要听从他的话。
We will follow his words.
哦，在那个地方，他们再一次的读到了神的律法书。
And again they read the book of the law of God.
那耶稣亚说，看到这个石头是可以做见证的了。
And here Joshua said, "This rock can make a witness."
哦，因为是听见了神所吩咐我们的一切话，倘或你们背弃你们的神，这石头就可以向你们做见证了。
And here,
第二十七节的。
Oh, and Joshua said to the people, "Behold, the stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us."
那所以我们就看到，其实事件本身，他就一直在强调神跟百姓立约。
And here in Shechem, it emphasized that God made a covenant with the people.
在这个地方，百姓他们领受神的律法。
And it is here that people receive the laws of God.
他们要愿意真的寻求神。
And they are willing to seek after him.
我们就看到当时候罗伯安啊，他特别跑到事件去。在那里登基做王。
So now we know why Rehoboam went to Shechem to reign.
我们就看到说，在这个地点的选择上，就看出罗伯安他当时候真的是在神面前要去坚定他神跟他们所立的这个约，
and by,
完全听从神的话。
By choosing Shechem as the place, it is confirming that he knows this is where he needs to establish relationship with God.
这是他们可以得祝福的一个见证地。
And this is a place, a witness place that they can receive blessing from God.
在这个地方，他们知道神的原则。
And it is here that they know the principles of God.
那问题现在是接下来呢？
But the problem is what happened afterwards.
我们看耶罗伯安，罗伯安他真的在那里做王了。
And we can see that Rehoboam indeed became king there.
那当时候，其实罗伯安做王，他的父亲所罗门给他留下一个洞。需要他去填平的。
And when Rehoboam became a king, his father, King Solomon, left a hole for him to fill.
因为所罗门在晚年的时候，他离开神。
Because at the end, at the old age of Solomon, he departed from God.
他的所罗门的心被那些妃嫔引诱去敬拜侍奉外邦的偶像了。
And his heart was changed to worship the foreign gods.
那时候神就对所罗门王发怒了。
So God's wrath came upon King Solomon.
那所以神就跟所罗门说了。
So God told Solomon,
你的国位没办法长久。
And your kingdom will not last.
但是看在大卫王的份上。
But because of your father David.
那神说在罗伯安你在所罗门你活着的时候你的国位很稳啊不会怎样。
And since you're,When you're taking reign, your kingdom will be established.
但是神对他发怒，神要施行公义的审判是必然会来到的。
But God will exercise His judgment.
那是在列王记上第十一章。
It is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 11.
我们现在看列王记上第十一章。
1 Kings chapter 11.
因为虽然所罗门他很有智慧。
And although Solomon was filled of wisdom.
留给罗伯安王很多的财富。
He left Rehoboam much wealth.
但是 他晚年所做的，其实事实上是给他的儿子带来一个很大的、很大的漏洞。
But what he did at the end of his life left a big hole to fill by his child.
我们现在请看第十一章的第十二节。
First Kings chapter 11, verse 12. Nevertheless, I will not do it in your days for the sake of your father David, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son.
十三节。
However, I will not tear away the whole kingdom, but I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant, David.And for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen.
因为这里神当时候已经跟所罗门说了啦。
And here the Lord said to King Solomon,
在你儿子的手中，我要把国夺回。
I will tear away the kingdom in your children's hand.
但是会留下一个支派啊，给你的儿子，让你这个王位可以继续。
And I will give one tribe to your son, so your kingdom can continue.
这当时候神借着他先知呢，就已经这样预言了。
And this is what the prophet said to Solomon.
就是说，这个神直接跟所罗门这样说的。
Okay,
这句话。
Yeah, these words were spoken to God to Solomon directly.
之后，再透过这个先知。来预言国家分裂 的具体的情形。
And later on, God through the prophet described how the kingdom will be teared away.
那当时候我们就看到，哎，神就在所罗门的这个国度里面兴起了一些敌人，来成为他的仇敌了。
And later on, we can see that some enemies were raised up to attack Solomon.
成为所罗门他的撒旦，就是他的对敌。
And it became the enemies or the Satan of to King Solomon.
哦，那当中呢，就有以东人跟亚兰王哈、哦，那个国度就开始跟他作对。
And we can see the Edomites and the Syrians became the enemies.
然后那时候也出现了这个耶罗波安这个啊，他本来的一个官员。
And also Jeroboam appeared, who used to be under him.
哦，他也举手来攻击。所罗门王了。
And he raised up to attack King Solomon.
然后来，所罗门要杀这个耶罗伯安，所以耶罗伯安就逃走了。
And when King Solomon wanted to kill Jeroboam, he fled away.
那所以这个所罗门王呢，他到最后的时候，他留给他的儿子这个王位呢，其实已经是神准备要把这个国位夺回的时候了。
And when King Solomon gave the kingdom to Rehoboam, God was about to tear away the kingdom.
所以我们要先看到神的这个旨意。
So we need to see the will of God.
这个事情要这样进行的时候，是因为所罗门犯罪在先。
And the reason why this happened because King Solomon sinned.
但是罗伯安呢，他接下去呢，因为他接下去他做王的时候，其实事情都很顺利，很正常啊。
And when Rehoboam became the king, everything was peaceful and smooth.
以色列人也是一起到事件去，表示他们真的是说很在意神的这个律法。
And all the Israelites went to seek him because it shows that they care about the laws of God.
他们愿意遵守神跟他们立的约。
And they're willing to keep the covenant which they made.
也愿意顺服神。
And they're willing to submit to God.
好，那现在考验就来了。
And now here is the test.
现在耶罗波安他从埃及回来。
Now, Rehoboam came back from Egypt.
所以我们看回来历代志下的第十章。
Now, let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 10.
现在以色列人他打发人去请耶罗波安呢，跟他们一起来见罗波安王。
And Israelite,
请打发人去请耶罗波安来见罗波安王。
The Israelite asks people to go to Jeroboam to come and see Rehoboam.
那现在他提出个要求。
And he made a request.
因为耶罗波安他曾经是管那个劳工的，在所罗门手下管劳工，像劳工部长一样的。
And Jeroboam used to be the chief laborer.
对，就是
under the king Solomon.
那当时候所罗门其实他为了要建造宫殿，他真的是奴隶这些百姓，又给百姓很多的那个重担，就是要交税这个。这个很大的生活上的压力。
Because Solomon needed to build the temple for God, so he made the people slave, and it really put.
他是要建造他的宫殿。
To build his palace, so he made the people a slave to build the palace.
所以当时候，你看百姓他们来的要求是说，我们现在看第四节。
And let's look at the request of the people written in chapter 10, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4. Your father made our yoke heavy. Now, therefore, lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke, which he put on us, and we will serve you.
所以当时候罗伯安一坐王位，百姓的要求是说，希望能不能够一个新的开始，让这个那些重的轭，这个他们那个他们担子能够比较轻省。
And when Rehoboam became the king, the people wanted a new beginning and asked to lighten their yoke.
他们要求并不过分。
And their request was not excessive.
可是这个时候第五节，罗伯安对他们说。
In verse 5, Rehoboam answered them.
第三天再来见我。
And come back to me the third day.
也就是说他要有三天去想想怎么回答百姓这个要求。
That means he wanted 3 days to think about the request of the people.
接下去第六节。
Verse 6.
罗伯安他去找他父亲所罗门在世的时候服侍他们他王的那些老年人。
Verse 6, Rehoboam consulted the elder who stood before his father Solomon while he was still alive.
罗伯安他是跟他们商量说要怎么办。
And Rehoboam went and asked what to do.
老年人给他的建议是第七节说的。
And the suggestion by the elders is written in verse 7.
他说王你一定要恩待这些百姓。
He said, King, you must be kind to these people.
让他们可以喜悦他们就你要用好话来回答他们，他们就可以永远做王的仆人了。
And please them and speak good words to them; they will be your servants forever.
我们就看到说，这个老年人他们经过这个所罗门王统治的过程当中，他们知道这个百姓真正的苦在哪里。
And throughout the reign of King Solomon, the elders knew the hardship of the people.
所以现在王这是一个转机了。
And now here's a turning point for the king.
要恩待他们，要用好话回答他们。
To be kind to them, to speak good words to them.
那这个就是这个老年人他们的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of the elderly.
罗伯安王他出生的时候就在王宫，他不知道什么叫民间疾苦。
And when Rehoboam was born, he was born in a palace. He does not know the hardship of the people.
不知道百姓到底负担有多重。
He does not know the yoke of the people.
生活到底怎么困难。
They don't know how difficult their lives are.
他看到的是，为什么他们百姓会这样要求。
And he doesn't understand why the people requested this.
那但是这个老年人给他这个好的建议呢。
But the elders gave him good suggestion.
这个王却不用，不想采纳。
But the king does not want to use their opinion.
他跑去找跟他一同长大的在他面前侍立的少年人商量。
And he went to the youth that the young people that he grew up with.
我们现在看一节经节，看啊箴言。
Let's turn to a verse in
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十章二十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 28. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and by loving kindness he upholds his throne.
那这个箴言绝大部分都是所罗门所留下来的。
And most of the proverbs were written by King Solomon.
第二十八节说王因为仁慈和诚实得以保全他的国位，也因为仁慈而立稳。这句话基本上所罗门写下来是第一个要给他儿子看的。
And the reason why King Solomon wrote this down is for his son to see.
当然所罗门他自己到晚年的时候他自己做得并不好。
And of course, we know that King Solomon, at his advanced age, he did not do very well.
但是他的智慧里面知道说，王位长久与否跟你这个王是不是以仁慈跟诚实待百姓有关系啊。
And his wisdom told him that whether a king can be preserved depends on the mercy and the truth.
所以当王愿意向神、向百姓来施慈爱的时候。
And when the king is able to exercise mercy to the people,
也就是他会去体谅百姓的苦。
That means he will go and understand the hardship of the people.
那他的国位就可以立稳、坚定。
Then his kingdom will be established.
所以其实所罗门他为他的儿子留下很好的建议啊指示。
So we can see that Solomon gave his son very good instruction.
但是现在罗伯安王他并没有采纳这个老年人所讲这些话。
But King Rehoboam did not take in the suggestion by the elders.
他现在去找他年轻人朋友。
He went and sought after his young friends.
那这年轻的朋友给他的意见呢？
And what is the suggestion or the advice by the young people?
你应当要对他们更严厉。
He said you need to be even more stern to them.
这是完全两个极端。
And this is two extremes.
当时候罗伯安呢，他就采用了这些少年的意见。
And Rehoboam decided to use the advice by the young man.
因为当时候罗伯安他想这句话的时候，他心里面觉得他自己很伟大。
And when he said these words, he thought he was a great man.
所以最后第十三节，罗伯安就用严厉的话去回复这些百姓的要求。
And in verse 13 says, then the king answered the people roughly.
第十四节说，照着少年人所出的主意，对耶罗伯安带来这一群以色列人这样回答。
And he in verse 14 he answered.According to the counsel of the young man.
那我们现在看箴言十三章。
Turn back to Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言十三章。
Proverbs chapter 13.
十三章看第二十节。
Verse 20. Chapter 13, verse 20. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed.
你看这里，跟智慧人同行，跟愚昧人作伴的，这个有很大的。不同的结果了。
And here shows two extremes and two different results.
如果跟愚昧人作伴的，就受亏损。
If you walk with the companion, you will be destroyed.
有人说，一言兴邦，一言可以灭国。
And he said, one word can establish a kingdom, and one word can destroy a kingdom.
这句话在罗伯安的身上就应验了。
And this word manifested in the life of King Rehoboam.
所以罗伯安呢，你看他用这样严厉的话。骄傲的话去回答百姓的时候
when Rehoboam used stern word and proud word to answer the people,
这个国家就分裂了
then this kingdom was divided.
以色列人就走了
the Israelites departed.
最后留下的就是犹大城里的人犹大支派留下来的
and what's left is the tribe of Judah.
那所以当时候第十五节啊，第十章啊，第十五节啊。
And in chapter 10, verse 15,
圣经这里说，王不肯依从百姓，这事乃是出于神，为要应验神借着示罗人亚西亚对尼巴儿子耶罗伯安所说的话。
Verse 15, so the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of affair was from God, that the Lord might fulfill His word, which He has spoke by the hands of Ahijah the Shilonite.To Jeroboam, the son of Nebat.
这里说是这件事出于神。
And he says this was the affair of God.
意思是说这是在神的计划里面要这样进行的。
That means this is in the plan of God.
在所罗门的时候本来就要这样做的。
And in the time of King Solomon, it was to happen.
但是现在神怜悯所罗门王因为大卫的缘故。
But because of David, God had mercy on King Solomon.
所以这些事情没有发生。
So this did not happen at the time.
但是接下来到罗伯安的时候，这个事情就发生了。
But at the time of Rehoboam, this happened.
但这个事情，这是出于神，神王不肯依从百姓，其实是只是因为神不介入了。
And the king did not listen to the people. That means God did not intervene.
就是说，神就让罗伯安你自己去决定。
So God let the king decide himself.
你是要寻求神的律法，神的吩咐呢？还是要去寻求人，寻求你自己的满足。
Whether you seek after the words of God, the commands of God, or the words of people.
我们看到这里人做决定的时候，人要自己负责任。
And when a man make the decision, he has to be responsible.
其实这里说这个是出于神，
and
this, 是说明在神的旨意底下。
And this was
这样进行
the affair of God. That means it was done under the will of God.
但是真正的问题出在罗伯安。他本身
But the true problem is in the hands of Rehoboam.
今天我们做很多事情，我们每一天都在做决定的。
And today we make decisions every day.
我们这个决定是为什么做出来？是从什么角度去考虑什么因素，然后做这个决定呢
？And from what perspective, from what angle do we make this decision?
你看，当时候罗伯安呢，他现在面对百姓的要求的时候
，And when King Rehoboam faced the request of the people,
他有三天的时间考虑。
He had three days to decide.
但是他这些老年人给他一个非常重要的提醒。
And the elderly gave him a warning.
可是第八节特别说，王不用老年人给他出的主意。
But in verse 8, King rejected the counsel of the elders.
他已经先拒绝了。
He rejected them.
所以他就去找年轻人再来商量。
And that's why he went to the young man to advise.
那为什么？这个时候，你看这个罗伯安，他没办法把这个老人讲的这个建议，是根据他的父亲所罗门所留下的这个指示，他听不下去呢。
And the reason why King Rehoboam did not listen to the elders because he could not take in the advice of his father either.
我们看到罗伯安他做事的程序了哈。
And we can see the order of Rehoboam.
你看这个时候， 其实罗伯安已经先到世界去立王了，去当王了。
And in the beginning, he went to Shechem to become king.
有他的意思的。
And it has its meaning.
就是说我先寻求神的旨意。
And that means he will seek after the will of God first.
去想神的律法、神的要求、神的祝福。
To think about the law, the promise, the blessing of God.
这件事情神的教导是什么？
And what is the teaching of God?
如果他先去求问神。
If he had asked God first,
然后他再来去问这老年人的意见的时候,
then ask the advice of the elders,
他就会发现老年人的意见跟神的意见跟神的律法是一样的,
then he will realize that the advice of the elder is the same as the law of God.
那这个时候很自然的他会, 如果敬畏神, 他愿意顺服神, 很自然的就会把这个老年人的提醒拿进来了。
So naturally, if he fear God, he will take in the advice of the elders.
但是很可惜的, 罗伯安他没有这样做。
But unfortunately, Rehoboam did not do this.
他没有先去问神,
he did not seek after God first.
他先跑去问人,
he went and asked man.
但是现在人, 老年人的给他的意见, 他不喜欢。
Now, he does not like the advice of the elders.
他不喜欢其实说明他自己本身真正的想法。
And he does not like their advice that shows what he was thinking.
因为在他的观念里面,
Because in his mind,
他觉得他自己很伟大,
he thought he was somebody great.
所以他才会讲出这么幼稚的话。
And that's why he says such immature things.
这是很大的夸口。
This is a great boasting.
那这个夸口是他的朋友给他的。
And this boasting came from his friends.
其实我们就看到罗伯安这个人他被他的朋友影响很大。
And this is, we can see that Rehoboam was greatly influenced by his friends.
可是他自己本身, 他自己本身就是有这样的一个倾向。
But he himself had this inclination.
所以你看他就顺着, 觉得朋友讲得好听, 他就, 哎, 讲这种话, 在这个百姓面前讲, 好像, 讲的时候是真的是, 哇, 他自己就心里很舒服啊。
So he took the advice of the young man and spoke to the people proudly and he felt very comfortable.
好像他真的比他父亲伟大还多了。
And it sounded like he was much greater than his father.
其实不是这样子。
But it is not so.
我们就看到, 当一个人他没有真的立定心意寻求神的时候,
so when we see when a person does not prepare his heart to seek the Lord,
在这一件事情上, 诶, 他的国家分裂, 他留下一个支派, 让他继续当王了。
And because of this, his kingdom was divided and only the kingdom of Judah was left.
是的, 他当时候, 他当有损失。
And it is true that his kingdom was divided.
但是对罗伯安, 他还是活着啊。
But to Rehoboam, he was still alive.
那接下去呢, 你看, 罗伯安生气了，第十一章说他讲准备要去打以色列人了。And
Rehoboam was angry. He was prepared to attack the Israelites.
可是神跟他说不要去。But
God said, "Do not go."
哦，所以你看，当时候神跟神人示玛雅提讲，然后由示玛雅去转达。第二节，十一章第二节。And 神的话临到神人示玛雅。But
the words of God came to Shemaiah.
啊，去告诉。 罗伯安，你不要去打以色列人。
And to tell Rehoboam not to go attack the Israelites.
当时候罗伯安他就听神的话了，就不去了。
And this time Rehoboam listened to the words of God.
所以他就把他的重点放在建设他自己的国家上。
So he put his emphasis on building his own country.
那个时候其实接下去就是历史就记载耶罗伯安他怎么样不顺从神的旨意，最后耶罗伯安自己闯了一个大祸。
And because of this, later on, Jeroboam did not listen to the words of God, and he made a great mistake.
那耶罗伯安就行神眼中看为恶的事情，就让百姓离开了这个信仰正路。
And Jeroboam did evil in front of God and made the people walk away from God.
那接下来呢？你看神因着罗伯安他听神的话，神就给他强盛了。罗伯安就开始强盛起来，三年。
And because Rehoboam listened to the words of God, he became strong.
那所以第十二章我们就看到，哎，他强盛了。
And in chapter 12, he became a strong country.
但是他强盛的时候就离弃神了。
But when he
离弃神的律法。When
he became strong, he departed from the laws of God.
然后他说以色列人也都随从他。And
the Israelites followed him.
哦，表示说因为那时候在耶路撒冷圣殿献祭的事情，还是让愿意敬畏神、寻求神的人会到。
And at that time, those who were devout and faithful, they would still go to Jerusalem to worship.
那当时候，你看，你看他一离弃神，就是他的心离开神以后。
And when he departed, or his heart departed from God,
他心里面其实这个时候一强盛就是大。
When he became strong, he became proud as well.
然后你看，神就要让他了解，在神面前的是大。 会导致在人面前的自卑，最后就是羞耻的来到。
And the
在神面前自大了。
And he in front of God, if you are proud,
最后在人面前就变得什么都不是了。
And you will be nothing in front of man.
所以最后神兴起埃及王来攻打他。
And God raised the king, the Egypt to attack them.
所以要让罗伯安了解说，第八节说服侍神跟服侍人有什么差别。
And in verse 8 says there's a difference between serving God and serving man.
好，那让他可以了解说，如果今天愿意寻求神，服侍神。
So if you're willing to come and serve the Lord.
真的带来的就是神应许的祝福。
Then God will give you the promised blessing.
但是你不要，最后就会受咒诅。
But if you don't want it, then you will be cursed.
所以我们就看到这个当时候罗伯安他这个一生呢。
So we can see the entire life of Rehoboam.
他，我们看到他的信仰里面是起伏不定的。
And we can see his life is like a roller coaster.
所以，当一个人他不立定心意寻求神的时候
，So when a person is not prepared,
我们就看到
to seek the Lord,
他的信仰本身是没办法稳定。
Then his faith will not be stable.
他容易受朋友的影响。
And he will be easily influenced by his friends.
他会把神的律法忘记的。
He will forget the laws of God.
虽然他曾经很想要去寻求神。
Although there's a time that he really wanted to seek after the Lord.
可是他没有办法持久。
But it did not last.
那就今天我们的问题就在这里。
So this is our problems today.
有时候我们对很多事情要做决定的时候，我们也很想要靠神。
Sometimes when we make the decision, we want to seek after the Lord.
但是我们的朋友旁边的人可以给我们很多意见。
But our friends around us will give us many advice.
那个时候我们可能就开始起伏了。
At that time, we will be unstable.
我们就会把神的要求放在旁边。
And we will put the requirement of God aside.
我们忘记了神祝福跟咒诅的要求在哪里。
And we will forget the blessing and the cursing of God.
那这个时候我们就会尝到，其实今天如果我们愿意真的顺服神，完全寻求神的意思的旨意。
So if we're willing to submit to God and totally follow and seek after the Lord.
有时候好像我们会受亏损。
Sometimes we may be lacking or short.
那我们的心情会好像没有那么舒服了。
Then our emotion, emotion may not be so smooth.
就是我们的情绪本身是要有控制的。
And so we have to control our emotion.
但是当我们不管那么多的时候
，But if we don't care about this,
我就是要这样做。
I want to do what I want to do.
那最后我们就会成为像罗伯安这里所被下的定论，他说他是作恶的人。
And at the end, we will have the conclusion of Rehoboam that he did evil in the sight of God.
所以我们今天如果不立定心意寻求神
，So today if we do not prepare our heart to seek the Lord,
最终在我们的信仰生活里面一定会留下污点。
And at the end, in the journey of faith, we will have a blemish.
那个时候我们再后悔可能来不及了。
And it might be too late.
所以我们要凡事要懂得依靠神。
So in all things, we have to seek after the Lord.
罗伯安他的一生给我们看到这样一个很大的提醒。
And in the life of Rehoboam, he gave us such warning.
那所以呢，我们今天要常常祷告神。
So today we must pray to God often.
我们在做决定的时候
，When we make decisions,
我们一定要先祷告。
We must first pray.
然后祈求神圣灵的带领我们。
And ask God and the Holy Spirit to guide us.
我们一定要先想清楚。
We must think clearly.
我们这样做下去
，If we do this,
会有什么后果
？What will be the consequence?
话这样讲。
If we say this,
当下我们可能会觉得很舒服。
At the time, we may feel very good.
但是这个话讲出去会不会造成伤害
？But when you say this, would it harm others?
神要我们这样说吗
？Does God want us to say this?
所以我们如果真的寻求神的人
，So if we seek after the Lord,
我们在说话就谨慎。
So we'll be very careful in our speech.
我们做决定的时候，我们就真的会好好祷告。
When we make before we make a decision, we will pray first.
其实当时候罗伯安他有三天的时间可以祷告。
At that time, Rehoboam had 3 days to pray.
但是看起来他没有。
But it seems like he did not pray.
他只好去找人。
He went to look for people.
接下去就一直错下去了。
Then he continued to make one mistake after another.
那这个就造成国家分裂的结果。
At the end, the kingdom was divided.
所以愿我们都能够真的专心依靠神。
And may we prepare our heart to seek the Lord.
最后来看箴言第三章。
Now, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第三章，请看第六节。
Chapter 3,
第五节。
3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
第六节
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
第七节
Verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
愿我们都能够专心依靠神
May we prepare our heart to seek after the Lord.
依靠自己的聪明
Not rely on our own knowledge.
我们不会依靠朋友的建议
We will not rely on the advice of our friends.
而是会处处认定神的指引
But in all things we will acknowledge God.
敬畏神远离恶事
To fear God and depart from evil.
那我们必然得福
Then we will be blessed.
一起来唱诗
Let us sing hymn.
366首
366
先一起来祷告。
Now we'll kneel down to pray.
为教会的工作祷告。
And we'll pray for the holy work of the church.
特别是我们传福音的工作。
Especially the evangelical work.
我们要继续的保持这样子依靠神宣道的精神。
We must
constantly 利用各种机会跟我们朋友做见证。
We must continue to rely on God and preach to our friends.
那这样子，我们在下一次的宁部大会的时候，我们才看到更多的。朋友们跟我们一起来分享这福音的恩典
Then in the upcoming ESSC Then we will see more friends coming to our church To share this gospel with us
我们要依靠主
We must rely on God
所以我们等一下副歌要唱的时候是唱145首
So the refrain that we will sing is hymn 145
依靠耶稣
Trust in the Lord Let us sing down to pray in one accord